We were in the heart of the ghetto in Chicago during the Depression, and every block, it's probably the biggest black ghetto in America. Every block, it also is the spawning ground probably for every gangster, black and white in America, too. So we were around all of that. We saw that every day. There was a policeman named Two Gun Pete, black policeman that used to shoot teenagers in the back every weekend. And everything happened there all the time. A gang on every street, the Vagabonds, the Giles A.C., the Scorpions are just on and on. And they had, in each gang, they had the Dukes and Duchess, Junior and Senior, which accommodated everybody in the neighborhood. That was the whole idea for unity, really. And our biggest struggle every day was we were either running from gangs or with gangs, and was just getting to school and back home, because if your parents aren't home all day, you know, it's a notorious track. I still have the medals here from the switchblade through my hand, pinned to a tree. And I had an ice pick here in the temple one time. You know, but when you're young, nothing harms you, nothing scares you or anything. You don't know any better. And in the summertime, the schools were the roughest schools probably in America. I saw teachers getting hurt, maimed, and everything every day. And it was everyday stuff.